beautiful when you sleep.
I know.
She can't stop me from looking at you.
Can I shut up and go to bed? James, come on, wake up.
No.
James?
Come on, James, get up.
My notes.
What are you giving them to me for?
Because you're debating, not me.
What?
It's your turn, James.
Are you serious?
You're crazy.
14, you're just as good as me. The judges will love you.
No, you can't quit.
I'm not quitting, Samantha. Tulsa made me captain, and he said you were ready.
Yeah, but you saw me at Howard. I was horrible.
That's right. You did terrible, didn't you? Stunk up the whole joint. Right? So you should just quit, right? You should just give up?
No.
Who's the judge?
What?
Who's the judge?
Judge is God.
Why is he God?
Because he decides who wins or loses, not my opponent.
And who is your opponent?
He doesn't exist.
Why doesn't he exist?
Because he is a mere dissenting voice to the truth I speak.
That's right.
Direct from Harvard Memorial Hall in Cambridge, Massachusetts, this is WNBC Radio, bringing to you live tonight's history-making debate between Little Wiley College from Marshall, Texas, and the Harvard University debate team. The first time ever a Negro college has faced the national champions. Harvard's Dean of Students is making his way to the podium now. The crowd, as if on cue, falls silent.
On this historic occasion, we welcome the distinguished team from Wiley College, our illustrious judges, you, the audience, and through the wonder of radio, the nation. Harvard University celebrates its 300th anniversary this year, and in Franklin Delano Roosevelt, its fifth president of the United States. But no university, no matter how grand or august in its history, can afford to live in the past. So, in the spirit of tomorrow, I introduce to you today the debaters from Wiley College, Ms. Samantha Book, Mr. James Farmer Jr. Mr. Farmer will argue the first affirmative.
Resolved. Civil disobedience is a moral weapon in the fight for justice. But how can disobedience ever be moral? Well, I guess that depends on one's definition of the words. Word. In 1919, in India, 10,000 people gathered in Amritsar to protest the tyranny of British rule.
Has it started?
Shh, your brother's talking. Just sit down.
General Reginald Dyer trapped him in a courtyard and ordered his troops to fire into the crowd for 10 minutes. 379 died.